This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, back from Alaska last week and back from Los Angeles, California over the last couple days, taking care of business, doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry, friends. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com as well, friends. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it's Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Again, that is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, let me go back to Los Angeles, California. Was just there yesterday. Got the hat, got the t-shirt. Been there probably, I can't even tell you how many times, driving through Hollywood, California. Interestingly enough, we noticed this big, huge billboard of a saddened transgender. And it was interesting because there was a picture of a lady standing right next to this man that wants to be a woman. And on this billboard, it said, you know that you're beautiful, don't you? In so many words. And as I looked to the left, I noticed a huge church behind this billboard. A church of Satan, of course. It's not the church of Jesus Christ in any sense of the word. But they portray themselves as being a Christian church. As I looked over to the left, I noticed this huge church with a huge flag. The flag, of course, is none other than the rainbow, which is a complete mockery of the covenant of peace in which God established. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, if you remember right, friends, that rainbow was given after God destroyed the nation. And why did he destroy, not just the nation, but the world through a flood? And why did he destroy the world through a flood? He destroyed the world through a flood because of the wickedness of mankind. After the flood, Noah, to the church, I say that the judgment floats our boat. It literally does, but keep in mind that there is a few souls saved, namely that of eight. Read 1 Peter when you get a moment. But friends, what you need to understand is that covenant was given unto Noah, and the Lord said that he would never destroy the earth again by a flood. He said the next time it would happen by fire. And it's interesting that the homosexuals had used the flag because what it does is it contradicts their meaning. In other words, God gave it as a covenant of peace between them and those that kept the covenant of the Lord, not those that transgressed. See, we have the homosexuals waving the flag as they transgress the covenant of God, and the only thing they can expect, like Sodom and Gomorrah, is none other than the judgments of God, because we know through Scripture again, friends, that Sodom and Gomorrah in the New Testament was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. So, in saying that, friends, I also noticed on this church of Satan, they had the rainbow. Okay? Next to the rainbow, it said nothing. Folks, I can't even believe it. Hate is not the characteristics of a Christian. Hate. Hey, folks, didn't Jesus say, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, and the world hates you"? You know that it hated me before it hated you? Well, why did they hate you? Well, if you go back into the Old Testament in Psalm chapter 109, you see that David was hated for his love. What does his love do? It establishes law unto judgment. Well, that's just too harsh. Really? Isn't that the problem in which you're having today, friends? You're enabling criminals and tyrants to go on in their tyrannical ways because you're too soft on judgment. After all, it's not for us to judge. Isn't that the problem? Hey, folks, how ridiculous that judgment, folks, would be overlooked because of kindness. And if that's the case, then love kills itself and it wounds itself by overlooking judgment. Love fulfills the law. It doesn't tolerate the crime. Furthermore, when we were in Hollywood, California yesterday, it was interesting to note that there's... Oh, by the way, Amazon is sponsoring all of this. Amazon is. Interestingly enough, they had a huge billboard on the side of a building. This was another man dressed up like a woman. Folks, this is provoking God. This is daring the justice of God every step of the way. I got to tell you, friends, I was offended. And I'm telling you, my heart was offended before my mind caught up to what was even going on. That tells me I have the Spirit of Christ. Read Isaiah 11 when you get a moment. He judged not according to his eyes, friends. It was a spiritual discernment. It was a spiritual righteous judgment. This billboard, huge billboard, had a picture of a man dressed like a woman. Folks, the sickest thing you have ever seen in your life, because you do understand that, friends, that they're trying to normalize crime, right? Because that's what this is about. They're normalizing the crime. And the more that you accept it, have you ever noticed the more your enemies continuously basically roughshod you? Have you ever noticed that the more immoral you have become? Have you noticed that you're being infiltrated by your enemies, friends, without and within? Have you ever noticed the more that you accept what God condemns, the more trouble you get into? Has anybody taken the time to pay attention to this? Well, that's what's happening. But going back to this billboard, friends, you know what it said right next to this man dressed like a woman? Huge billboard. Couldn't miss it. Confusing your kids. Daddy, mommy, That's not a woman, that's a man. Exactly. Folks, just think about this. If government can get away with this, imagine what else you're letting them get away with, right? Because that's who's behind all of this. On this billboard, this big, huge billboard, it said, "I'm a big girl." It said, "I'm a big girl, America." That's what it said. I mean, hey, where is it going to stop? Now we see the pedophiles crying out for their rights, too. Has anybody taken the time to notice that this is all zeroed in on your children, America? Oh, come on, Bradley. Well, I know you were right 6 years ago, but today, you know, that's just a little too far. Okay, it is aimed at your children. You're beginning to understand this now. So let me take it another step. You also do understand over in England now, just to show you how demoralized they have been, they're being plundered like Germany and France, right? And what did they use? The same systematic methods that they're using here. The more you accept, the more you're destroyed. The Lord said, those of the heathen, you can call yourself a Christian all you want, but those of the heathen that dig the hole, you will surely fall into it, friends. You're allowing that hole to be dug pretty quickly, and guess who's going to fall in it? You are, if you don't respond.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, just shooting from the hip, friends. Shooting from the hip. It's the best way to go. Holy Ghost does what he does. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, we are the sons of God. Lord, fill our hearts and let the overflow come out of our mouths as you direct our conversation and it becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks, where does this stop? Where does all of this stop? It doesn't. When you're dealing with lawless people, there is no end. And folks, you need look no further than your government who's advocating this. Because they're looking for the few that think they're women when they're really men. They're looking for the few homosexuals across the United States that will be used and be willfully used as useful idiots to upend the United States Constitution to overthrow it to make way for Sharia law. That's what this is about. So they can establish, what were they talking about during the break, before the show, friends? The European Union? Man, it's interesting how this is working, isn't it? I mean, it's right in front of your face. It's all in front of your face. Folks, there is no end when you're dealing with people of this mental capacity, if you even want to call it that. They're reprobate. Means they're without the Spirit of God. They're at war with God because you have a government taking masks off to show you who they really are. That's what this is about. America, let me just go back for a moment. I need to reiterate this. You have an administration that has gone so far as to stand with a pedophile felon in North Carolina telling governors, you better allow these transgender neutral bills or else. And we're seeing across the boards the kids becoming a prey to these perverts that have been given the green light. This is what they've already done. And you've given them another pass. So now here we are. We can look to Canada because what's happening in Canada is what we're, folks, right behind. About five to six years, we'll be in the same place that they are unless we deal with the corrupt in government, unless we deal with the corrupt in the church. It first starts in the church, and then it goes to government. Okay? Now, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, this is how far it's going to go. The sonsoflibertymedia.com, Canada legalizes some bestiality. Now, for those of you who have read the Bible and wonder how a culture could descend into sexual perversion as sodomy and even bestiality, you need look no further than your own culture. However, on Thursday, the Supreme Court of Canada shockingly ruled that some bestiality is just fine. BuzzFeed reports, while bestiality is a criminal offense in Canada, the top court ruled the legal definition is much more limited than how it has been interpreted for decades. It all goes back to the 1800s, the Church of England trying to ban any sex acts that were seen as unnatural. The crimes of bestiality in Canada stems from the old crime of buggery. The original definition of buggery meant sex with a man, so on and so forth, friends. I don't want to get into too much detail here. With either another human or an animal, both were forbidden in England, where Canada's earliest laws came from. And by the way, when you go to Canada and you look at the national constitution there, friends, you do need to understand the stumbling block. They have stepped over the top of him now, they think. What they don't realize is they've stepped under the bottom. It's better for you to fall on the rock, Canada, than the rock to fall on you. And I want to tell you something, the rocks are falling, rest assured. But listen to this. Over the years, the Criminal Code of Canada changed, but the definition of bestiality was never explicitly expanded. Well, you don't really need to go into details, right? Because common sense comes into play here, right, friends? The court found in a 7-1 ruling Thursday that there needs to be penetration involved for an act with an animal to be a criminal offense. Folks, this tells you the mind of them that are on the courts. What's happening over in America tells you the mind of them that sits on the judicial benches, friends, across the country. You either deal with corruption in government, America, or you can rest assured you're going to be seeing the same thing here in 6 years or less. Mark my words. Mark my words. Canada has been the blueprint for every step that the American government has taken up to this point. At every step, the American government, folks, this is globally as well, French, the Germans, they're doing the same thing over there. And notice the countries are being plundered, right, by foreigners that are raping their children, raping their wives, killing the men, bleeding the system for whatever it has. Folks, that's what's coming to America. And at every step of the way, the Lord has been merciful to you to warn you of those things that will come to pass here in America if you don't take heed to the things that are happening across the border. And I've gone through the methods, the steps that they have taken over in Canada enough times for you to understand what's coming here next. Folks, because again, the first thing they did was the homosexuals were used, and the first thing they did, they were used to attack the church. And they were empowered now by that corrupt system of government over there to tell the church who they could marry and who they couldn't marry. Then they attacked homeschoolers and told the homeschoolers, you better do this or else quit teaching your kids that homosexuality is an abomination. Right? And then the third thing they did is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old over in Canada. Now, behind that, we have the Prime Minister over there, Mr. Ledoux. And what is he doing? Well, he's been put into position to give way to his enemies because they're trying to establish a new world order. And how do you do that? You advance lawlessness. That's all you do. Don't bring forth judgments. Justice, that's the whole purpose of government, friends, to enforce the law unto judgment, right? To restrain men from sin. But notice what Mr. Ledoux, if you want to do a little homework and go online and see him praising Allah with the illegals that are coming into that country in droves. Right? And now what's behind that, folks? What's behind that is now buggery. Bestiality. So you can see the decline in what takes place, folks. This is called going back into the dark times and then some. Because what people on a global scale are giving permission to corruption in government to do is unprecedented, friends. It's way over the top. And I want to tell you, just being in California and Hollywood yesterday, friends, I'm beginning to see a whole lot of things that I don't want to see. It's gone too far. It's gone too far 6 years ago. Folks, it's gone too far since 1973. It's gone too far since 1962. See how I'm going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16? But the people said we would not. We would not. I wanted to tell you, too, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I'm just going to highlight what's going on, folks, across the globe right now. The Catholic Church in Italy tells Christians, now listen carefully, the Catholic Church in Italy tells Christians, do not pray to Jesus loudly because it will offend the Muslims. Now, I want to tell you, friends, what I've seen on the way to the airport in Minneapolis 4 days ago. We were driving downtown Minneapolis, noticing signs on the lawn that stated, Blessed Ramadan. Blessed Ramadan. Blessed Ramadan. On their church lawn. So, friends, what they're trying to do on a global scale is to normalize everything that your enemies feel free to do. And folks, if you want to go ahead and take a look at your sworn enemies, namely the Muslims, friends, you might want to go ahead and take a look at where they came from. And I would say to you Muslims, if your God is God, then what are you doing coming over to America? Because what they have come from, friends, and why they left, you do need to understand there's a reason that they left. Because everything they don't have over there, you do have. And you have a government willing to give it to them, even to tear down our laws to accommodate their criminal activities. Folks, you want to talk about desolation? You want to talk about crime? You want to talk about the crimes that these people commit against their own people? It is second to none. And it was all conceived in hell, of course. You do need to understand that. I want to say this to you, America. If you don't begin to actually stand up for the gospel of Jesus Christ, unashamed of the gospel and unashamed of who you are in His Son, Jesus Christ, you don't have to worry about offending the Muslims because you are giving your land over to your sworn enemies. And the best thing you can do right now is exactly what a good portion of you are doing. Absolutely nothing. That's the best thing you can do. And your enemy, I just want to tell you, from the enemies of those that mean to plunder you and to destroy you at every step, to kill, steal, and destroy because their father is Satan, I want you to understand that you're doing the right thing. And they want to tell you, thank you very much for shutting your mouth when you should be speaking up. Your enemies, America, want to tell you right now, thank you very much for being silent when you should protest. Thank you so much for standing down when you should stand up. Your sworn enemies are thanking you now, America. You're doing the wrong thing, America, but I'll tell you what, your enemies are telling you you're doing the right thing.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
By the way, friends, that music that you listen to on the outro, it's a brand new album coming up from JYP. We'll talk about that as things transpire up in the up and coming weeks here. Just thought I'd share that with you. But friends, what I was sharing with you right before the last segment was the fact that your enemies are thanking those that are standing down when they should be standing up. Your sworn enemies, friends, those that mean to plunder within and without, they want to tell you thank you very much for playing the cowards. They want to tell you thank you very much for being good slaves. That's what they're telling you, friends. That's what they're doing. They love the fact that you're silent. The silent majority loves your enemy loves the silent majority. They love you. Folks, of course I'm speaking of carnal terms here, right? Because their love is hate. Because they mean to destroy you, and they're doing it right in front of your faces, friends. So I just wanted to share with you that your enemies are very grateful for your silence. And I want to tell you what, it's contrary. It goes against everything that we are as patriots in this country. And who is a patriot? Everyone is. You've allowed the enemy to breed within, little baby communists. And then they put them in government to destroy your country as little useful idiots and minions. And you watch them do it, America. That's what's so shocking to me. I just don't understand your mindset to stand down when you should stand up. And it shows you who doesn't lead you. And it shows you, friends, if you're afraid, who you serve. Because fear will show you who you serve. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, going line upon line, precept upon precept. Did you know that a major American church? See, folks, we're talking about hypocrisy here. All whites are racist, no matter what. Oh my gosh, really? Wow. Hey, folks, everything about you is bad if you're white. Major American church. All whites are racist, no matter what. Hey, folks, let me just tell you this. Leon Trotsky, the communist, just wants to browbeat every one of you into submission. And these little communists are doing just exactly what I just told you that they were doing. They're allowed to breed this garbage, friends. Major American church. All whites are racist, no matter what. Really? Well, that runs contrary to Scripture, because in Acts 17:26, my Bible tells me, friends, that all nations are one blood. I mean, we have a majority of people in this country that profess their Christianity that don't even know what Scripture saith, right? And that they follow the narrative as the enemy sets it. A mainline Protestant church has apparently stepped over rational bounds of what Scripture teaches about the human race. There is only one race. Just like America, you have one constitution, by the way, going back. There's only one race, since we all came from Adam, and cultures. The United Church of Christ, well, big surprise there, has apparently taken the line that if you have light pigmentation in your skin, you're a racist. You're a racist, and yes, they mean every single Caucasian person. Friends, here, let me ask you the question. Who's doing the attacking here? Hey, friends, who's doing the attacking here? I just wanted to know. Here again, here comes totalitarian methods, and I've told you this 100,000 times, friends. If you can learn this, you'll understand the method of the enemy. And what is it? They love to pull your hair, they love to smack your face, and they cry victim as they what? They perpetuate the crime. And I just want to set this record straight real quick, if you don't mind, friends. But blacks killed by whites, let me give you a United States of America crime statistic just last year. I want to set the record straight when it comes to the likes of them that want to blame others for the crimes in which they are guilty. Okay? Blacks killed by whites. Okay? Just to set the narrative straight, 2%. Blacks killed by police, 1%. But the state-controlled narrative is to get you to hate the police. And where does that come? The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to the criminal in the White House, right? Divide and conquer. Whites killed by police, 3%. Whites killed by whites, 16%. Now, whites killed by blacks, you ready for this? These are the people that are calling you racist, America. And I'm not talking about the race of black. I'm setting the narrative straight for this ignorant, useful idiot that wants to try to divide and conquer. Whites killed by blacks, 81% of the population. Whites killed by blacks, 81% of the population. Blacks killed by whites, 2%. Why do they keep throwing that out there, friends? Because they want to set the narrative on your stupidity. Blacks killed by blacks, you ready for this whopping statistic? 97%. Blacks killed by blacks, 97%. Oh, hey, by the way, let me go over to the homosexual statistic as well, because it just shows you that they all come from the same seed, right? And they all have the same father. It's interesting to note that the homosexuals, did you know that 50% of all the calls that go into hotlines concerning homosexuals that are being victimized by straight people? Did you know that 50% of all the calls come from homosexuals beating up on homosexuals? You see how this works? If people would just pull the curtain back, they would understand exactly what's going on here. You're being lied to. Hey, folks, when I was in California, I was spending time with my friend Alfonso Rachel. He's a black dude. He is my brother. He is my brother from another mother. But we have the same father because we're born of the same spirit. I mean, this kind of stuff is only set, friends, to attempt to divide and conquer. I mean, and what they try to set as a narrative is just so over the top. It's so ridiculous. Here, in a disgusting post on New Sacred, which is was deemed an exciting blog from the United Church of Christ, Marche Guerrero, a woman with dark pigmentation and the editor of New Sacred and the social media associate for the United States, for the United Church of Christ, writes that white privilege is the phrase bigots hate to hear and progressives love to denounce. Folks, there's no truth in them. You want to confuse this individual? Here. Where are you getting your statistics from? I don't have any statistics. I just hate white folks, because that's really what this all comes down to. You just need to listen to me. When I'm calling you a racist, I'm calling you a racist for the very purpose. You understand? You need to understand that you're a racist because I said you was a racist. No, you just don't want to hear the truth, sister. And I'm sick of it, folks. This is bread in the White House. This is bread straight out of hell, friends. Let's take it another step. Wow. I could spend the next 3 hours just highlighting what's going on in your country right now. We found out that the San Jose police chief is a part of La Raza. They mean to allow the illegals to come into the United States because they want Mexico back, they say. We found that out last week. That's news today again. We found out the new ISIS kill list targets thousands of Americans. Hey, folks, I want to tell you who ISIS is. It's the SS on a global scale. The ISIS that you're taught to believe that are some foreign devil that are trying to infiltrate your country are nothing more than CIA bread. And if you listen to the facts here, friends, I mean, 2 + 2 = 4. I had a guy tell me the other day, he was talking about ISIS like they're a legitimate organization. And I said, it's interesting because when you say that, I said, it jacks me up when you say that because we understand that through the Oxford English Dictionary, the word terrorism gives definition to what? Government by intimidation. And who's attacked you more than this administration? Who has benefited ISIS more than this administration? Nobody has. America, since September 11th, who's attacked you more than your government? And I'm talking about corruption in government. I'm not talking about the good in government. Who's been attacking you more than your government? Just think. If we would go back to our forefathers, like James Madison said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. Of course, because you can't be destroyed from within, without. You can only be destroyed from within, said Abraham Lincoln. If we falter and fail, we're not to blame somebody else for what we've tolerated. It's our own fault, he said, in essence. I am so humored by people when they talk about ISIS. ISIS is used only to bring forth fear, to get people to submit to the crimes of a government by intimidation. There's nothing new under the sun. And what you see is you see governments globally right now using ISIS against their own people at every step of the way. ISIS is nothing more than SS, friends. On a global scale. And let me just go back to the pedophile himself again. Henry Kissinger said, those that resist the New World Order, they're the terrorists. And again, friends, you've already heard from the DHS. They've labeled you terrorists. Not ISIS. No, folks. They're the ones tearing down your borders. They're the ones, frisking you through the TSA through a violation of Amendment 4, the Bill of Rights, at every step. And it's interesting, in Los Angeles, friends, there was more foreigners doing the biddings of crimes and the crimes of the politicians and government that you tolerate than I've seen in my whole life. Since TSA has been implemented, they're using foreigners, folks, that will do their biddings. Foreigners that hate your guts. Foreigners that hate your guts, friends. That's who they're using to violate your rights, because they could care less how they get over here. They just want to be here. And they'll do anything because they have no distinction. They have no understanding or knowledge between good and evil. They'll just do the biddings of a criminal. And folks, but again, let me go back 6 years. If Barack Hussein Obama had all the support that the state-controlled media would have you believe that he had, then why is it so important to bring all these illegals into the country to plunder the nation? Because he doesn't have the support. That's why. But little did you know. Little too late, America. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, is Hillary Clinton the Athaliah of our generation? Just check out what one eyewitness is saying. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Oh, my goodness. I heard this from inside information, folks, that if you think Billy Bob Clinton was a piece of work, you haven't seen anything yet. It's amazing to me that the American people would willingly choose an exceedingly wicked woman such as Hillary Clinton to lead them. Folks, first of all, they're not called to lead, they're called to represent. Okay? Read the Constitution. Perhaps this is just more evidence of how incredibly far we have fallen as a nation. There are many out there that are comparing Hillary Clinton to Queen Jezebel. She is from an ancient Israel. But to me, there is another figure in the Bible that is much more appropriate. Somewhere around 2,800 years ago, King Jerome of Judah was married to a very wicked woman named Athaliah. When Jerome unexpectedly died, his son, Ahijah, became king of Judah for about a year, but then he died too. At that point, Athaliah seized power and tried to kill off all male descendants that might pose a threat to her reign. Now, keep in mind, folks, there's about 147 bodies dead around the administration that we know of. Okay? And that's not including the four in Benghazi. Okay? Let me just get to the pith and marrow of this, friends, because this is crazy. The parallel is they were both initially married to the ruler of the nation. Again, we don't have rulers in this country, friends. We have representatives. Okay, they both had very prominent roles with their husbands, and while their husbands served the people, they both had extraordinary lust for power. They both exhibited extreme paranoia and dealt ruthlessly with anyone that was a potential threat to or hold on power. Athaliah greatly promoted the worship of Baal in ancient Judah. And one of the key elements of Baal worship was child sacrifice. Since Roe versus Wade was decided by a couple devils on the bench in 1973, more than 58 million babies have been murdered in the United States. And Hillary Clinton has spent her entire career telling women that they have a right to choose to kill their children. Furthermore, she even greatly admires none other than Margaret Sanger. Former Secret Service agent Gary Byrne is a 29-year veteran of the military and federal law enforcement, and his new book entitled Crisis of Character has been the topic of the top headline on the Drudge Report for 2 days in a row. And according to Byrne, Hillary Clinton was so angry and so violent while the Clintons were living in the White House that the Secret Service agents and White House staff constantly lived in terror of her next tirade. He said, "What I saw in the 1990s sickened me," he writes in the intro of the book, Crisis of Character. A White House Secret Service officer discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary, Bill, and how they operate. The book claims she repeatedly screamed obscenities at her husband, Secret Service personnel, and White House staffers, all of whom lived in terror, again, of her next tirade. A former Secret Service officer who helped protect Hillary Clinton while she was in the White House charges in a new tell-all book that the former lady had a volcanic temper and occasionally got violent with her husband, and that a loud 1995 fight left the president with a black eye. In the book Crisis of Character, former agency officer Gary Brine, details arriving at work after a 1995 shouting match that left a light blue vase smashed to bits and Bill sporting a real live he put a stake on his black eye, friends, is what he's saying. Things got so bad that the Secret Service agents had discussions about the possibility that they might have to protect the president from his wife's physical attacks. Now, folks, he can get in a lot of trouble for laying this at the feet of none other than Hillary Clinton, who has no support, literally, across the United States of America. But again, they keep setting the false premise that she has support. At one point, there's interesting details in his book, including the fact that his unannounced interruption concerning breaking in on Bill Clinton, making out with a woman that was not his wife, said one of these Secret Service. He was subpoenaed, friends, to testify before the grand jury that investigated Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky, claims in the book that he interrupted the president's sexual shenanigans in the White House. Folks, this article goes on and on and on and on with the details concerning Secret Service back in the 90s. But I don't really believe that outside of what's already been brought to the light concerning Hillary Clinton, I don't believe that there's any more details that need to come out on this woman before she's thrown in prison. And why the people in this country love to talk about the details of the crimes of those that they allow to rule them, America, bewilders me to no end. And see, if you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. So when I just called her a ruler, that's exactly what I put on her. because she means to rule. And now you have the criminal. Hey, friends, just saying. Here's another one. Just saying. I told you what they were pushing for. I told you that this was Hillary Clinton's administration, tried and true, and their crimes against we the people that Barack Hussein Obama has around himself. I told you that she wanted it back. There is no difference between Barack and Hillary and the Bushes, friends. There is no difference. Now he's out there. What's he doing? Hey, folks, he's ringing the bell for Mrs. Hillary Clinton, high-fiving her to become the next president of the United States on national television. Wait a second. I thought they were arch enemies only 8 years ago. And the American people didn't catch on to the fact that they acted out like WWF. It doesn't get any worse than this, America. They were acting out as if they were opponents one towards another. And then once he becomes the president, he appoints her as the Secretary of State. Oh, no surprise there. I mean, maybe this is why the WWF does so well, because people really are that stupid to believe what they're told.
Oh, absolutely. I 100% agree.
I mean, this is so ridiculous.
You know, we were driving the other day, and we had this person next to us who had this, what do you call those, bumper stickers, saying, "I'm ready for Hillary." And it's like, lady...
I've seen one in California, 7 million people. Now, I didn't see all 7 million people, but the time that I was there, I seen one sticker.
Yeah, and this is
one.
One sticker, and this is one sticker that I saw locally. So one. But the point is when you're talking about when the people are so dull and insensible, which is the definition of stupid. You know, they're literally saying, "I'm ready for a criminal. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for that." It's like, do you people honestly not even do your homework? I mean, do your research? Are you that much of a useful idiot where you're like a robot sitting in front of that TV and whatever the media pours on you, you're just, yes, I'm getting this. I'm understanding. It's amazing, you know, I believe it was Hitler said that how fortunate for the government that the people don't think.
Yep.
The people do not think on their own. Therefore, they have people, the media, bombarding their minds, their thought processes 24/7, thinking for them, and they don't even stop to say, hey, is that right? You know, I'm questioning, is that true? That's what we need to do, is question and say, is this right? Is this true? And know the truth for ourselves, not just because someone said it. What's the fruit of our lifestyle, and what are the facts?
Yeah.
Because facts are stubborn things.
How many different times, though, I'm speaking to you, Stephanie, right now, how many different times does one in government need to be caught in the act of committing a crime before the American people deal with those that are committing the crimes? Because these people have been caught time and time again with the smoking gun in hand. And yet the conservatives and the professed Christians are still out there trying to warn the people that, listen, you know what? Her husband had an affair with Monica Lewinsky. Folks, it goes way beyond that. We're talking murder. We're talking drug trafficking. We're talking Travelgate and every other gate you can think of. We're talking about four dead in Benghazi. We're talking about 147 dead bodies around her. We're talking about setting people on those that are exposing her husband for the crimes against we the people. We're talking about high treason that her husband committed and that she's now been busted committing against we by selling uranium ore to the Russians. What is it that America you need before you respond? That is my question. Because we can sit on the radio day after day and highlight the crimes of this administration. And folks, you allow them to do it.
They're emboldened by the fact that you sit back and do nothing.
They're telling the American people that are just being good little slaves that are shutting their mouths, thank you very much for allowing us to commit the crimes against you and your children.
That's exactly right. We're speaking the truth, and if you want to support this work and get the truth out to the masses, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty today and help us spread this light across America.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.